Scooterville Mike is a fundraising event which we hold every year to benefit Legacy and to benefit homeless veterans. It's where a group of ex-ADF men and women ride small motor scooters from Brisbane up to Townsville, and we usually travel about 250 to 280k a day and overnight at small towns along the way, and mix in with the company of the people and raise some funds. Yeah, we did, mate. Oh, come through 2 years ago.
Yep. Rightio. What's the purpose of it?
Well, the purpose is to raise funds for twofold, really, for Legacy and for the Air Force Association. Legacy look after the families of veterans that have either been lost or injured in wars, and the Air Force Association looks after homeless veterans, of which there are much too many in Australia at the moment.
Yeah, it's, since the Vietnam War and the war over the Afghanistan way, there's a lot of PTSD sort of been floating around. It's recognised now.
Yeah, you're right, mate. Yep.
Yeah. Right. So you're raising fund for Legacy. How are you going to do that?
We do it two or three ways, through sponsorship first up. Secondly, we've got a guy with a bucket who sticks it under everyone's nose and is very good at it. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, we interact with RSL clubs, with local hotels or associations along the way, and they put on events for us, and we usually pick up 1,000 or 2,000 each night from there.
So that's what Dale's here for. She's going to organise the dancing girls and the parties and the music.
Well, I'm not quite sure if that's what they'll be looking for, as they do need to get a good night's sleep before they go on to their next day's travelling on their scooter. But no, these guys do an amazing job. When they were here 2 years ago, they interacted with our community amazingly, and we did support them well also. But you know, these sort of things don't happen without someone behind it organising, and it is a big thing to organise this run. So if you do see them along the way at any time on their trip this time, please make sure you support them and throw a few dollars in that bucket that may be wandering around, or any sort of raffles that they have to do it. But certainly a fun night. The last time they were here, we had at the showgrounds with some musical entertainment, and we did have some karaoke, so we did have a bit of fun, but yeah, they do a great great thing for Legacy, but also for themselves, I suppose. It gives them a purpose of being part of that journey.
Righto, according to the notes I've got, in Queensland, this is happening in Queensland and in New South Wales.
Yeah, that's correct, Mike.
Yours is in August, New South Wales is in November. It leaves Chermside on the 30th of August.
That's correct. And we get here, I think, the 5th of September.
Right.
And Phil Green from the RSL has organised us to stay at the showgrounds.
Yep. Scooters.
well, we years ago, we did the Nullarbor on 50cc mopeds, and thank goodness we couldn't get them again. So 2 years ago, we were on 120cc Hondas, but now we've settled on 110cc scooters.
You couldn't get any blooming electric scooters out of the post office.
they won't go far enough.
Well, according to this... you're going from Chermside to Townsville. It's 2,390 kilometres. Do you have a doctor with you?
No, we haven't.
Or a massage?
We have a couple of nurses. We had a doctor 2022, but not since, no.
It would get a bit tender, I presume. What sort of seats
well,
do you
Well, no, we don't. See, the Mob 6, SIXT, they give us a 25-seater bus. And we have one rider in the bus and one on the bike, and then we swap about every hour. So
it doesn't get tender.
We're all old, mate. We can't, you know, you don't go too far.
Well, that's it. What are you? You're 78 and...
80.
The other, Trevor?
I'm
Jeff. I'm getting the names wrong. Jeff is 80. He's a, how do I say, a clone of Walshy, I would say.
Yeah.
You'll have to listen to Good Morning Country when you get home.
Yeah, I think so.
If you can pick it up. All right. So we go Warwick, Goondiwindi, Toowoomba. You're stopping two nights.
Yep.
Caloundra, two nights. Only stopping in Gander for one night. I suppose that could be enough.
Yeah, one night here. And then down to Gladstone, a couple of nights there. And then I think we go to Mackay from
Rocky.
There. Rocky, that's right. And then Mackay, and then Bowen, I think, and then Townsville.
Yeah, that's the way they... With education, the old days, the way they used to do it was rote. And it goes Brisbane, Gympie, Maribor, Bundaberg, Rocky, Gladstone, and such and such.
Oh, yeah.
That was rote. So, otherwise... So you're going to be collecting money?
Yes, indeed.
Now, anything particular... Where do you get your scooters from?
We
have a reason for asking this.
Yep. We hire them from a firm in Brisbane. Right. And they look after us. So they're really good. So.
Rightio. I asked you gentlemen before about bodgies and widgies.
Yep.
And you knew that.
Yep.
Mods and rockers.
Yep.
Right.
Bit after bodgies and widgies, though.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bodgies and widgies go back to the 50s.
Yeah, so do these.
Yeah.
You ever see their scooters?
No.
Yeah, have a look at those. That's what I was asking about the scooters. Of course, these blokes had the Lambrettas or whatever they had over there at that stage, and you'd have three tiers of rear vision mirrors. They were how the old FJs and that were done up. Are yours done up?
No, no. I was always very, very conservative.
Right. Rightio, we'll have a play, a couple of tracks, and work out what we're doing, and come back to the interview in a minute. Rightio, we're back again. They were a couple of Valentine's songs from The Pyramids and Gino Washington and the Ram Jam, part of the mod era. Now, from what I gather, we're having Trevor and Jeff are saying, you're travelling in a bus, there's two riders per bike, and they're swapping over after an hour. So I did miss out the bit. It said about, we still have a few spots available, so if you're a fun-loving person and would love to come along, I gather Dale is looking seriously at having a ride. Put your name down on the form below. So you're taking outside people?
Yes, we are, yeah.
Right.
Not a lot, but a couple, yeah.
Right. How do you... insurance?
It's all done through Motorcycle Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
We're affiliated with them, and we fit in under their all their insurance, their public liability, their personal insurance, the whole lot.
You said you came through a couple of years ago. How did that ride go? You enjoy yourself? Or?
Absolutely. Yeah, we raised $25,000 for Legacy that year. Mm. Last year we upped it to $35,000, and this year we hope to go over $50,000.
Right. People come out to see you?
They do.
Like, I'm glad you called in, because if we keep this recycle, keep it going, we'll know about it. Occasionally things happen that you don't know is going on in town. The information comes out after the event, sort of thing. So we'll keep on top of it from that point of view. And you said you're camping out of the showgrounds, are you?
Yes. Yes, the RSL have organised all that for us.
Right. Glamfill type accommodation, or...?
Actually, it's pretty good. We've got blow-up mattresses, but they're not the low little fellas, because we have a bit of trouble getting out of those. So, the ones are about 18 inches high, so...
Yeah. Going back to the old days in the National Service.
Yeah. Yeah, palliasses we used to call them. Straw and palliasses. They were awful.
Right, yeah. Do you reckon they should have national service again?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah, for everyone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Agree with you there. It's not a good topic, but anyway.
I don't.
Get a bit of discipline.
I don't.
You don't?
No. The services don't want those sort of people.
Mm.
The services want dedicated people.
Yep. Yep. I can see that. So, oh, yeah. Here's something. If you don't want to ride on the bike, they require a cook, a loadmaster, general hands, pathfinders, marshallers, medics, and escort vehicles.
Exactly. So, got to have someone to drive the bus, someone to drive the ute that goes up ahead, sets up the billy.
So. Well, that was about 8 or 10 years ago. We had some Bike Queensland came through town, and it was like Tent City out at the showgrounds. It really, they really come through. And yeah, I said bikes. I didn't say motorbikes. I'm getting a bit of a feedback here. It's one of those screechy voices. So
yeah, we prefer brick tents to canvas tents. We like the solid roof, solid wall.
Ah, right, yeah. Don't like... Oh, what is it? When did you say you're coming through? August?
5 September.
September? Oh.
Yeah.
I think we're getting cyclones about then. Now, what's it like riding on the motorbike?
No, it's good.
The scooter,
it's good,
sorry,
yeah, it's good. Yeah, yeah. You know, they get along in about 80, 85. There's plenty of time to think, to look, to smell all the dead animals along the road. So.
Yes, there's a few of those. Well, I don't know what the weather's going to be like, as you said, in September, but like it's nice and green at the moment.
It is nice and green. It is.
Before that, it was a bit brown. I think that was September this last year. Yeah, so we've been lucky with the rain. So I'm going to play another song, and then we'll think of something else to talk about. Rightio, back to what was going on, talking about Scooterville and the scooters. You ride in a line, how far apart?
We do it in fours, lots of four. It's two in scattered H format. Mm-hmm. Format. And then a big gap, 200 or 300 k. Oh, sorry, 300 meters. I mean. And then another group, and then another break, and then another.
Yeah. Makes it easier on the traffic.
Yeah, we have radio control, radio contact between the rear and the front. We have a vehicle at the front, one at the back, and you know, they know if there's traffic banking up behind, well, we just all pull over and let them through.
Because September, there probably will be a few coming through. When you come to town, you can probably go over to the railway and have a sticky beak there too. I don't know how the scooters would go up Mount Gaynder. You'd be pushing it a bit there. It's not. Oh, it's a dirt road to get there. Yeah, it is a dirt road. So, anything else you'd like to say for the moment?
No, mate. We just like to welcome everyone along when we get here on the 5th. Come over to the showground and join us. We'll have the scooters there. We'll take the kids for a ride on the back of the scooters around the track. So, you know, they can enjoy us with us. I believe there'll be a bit of music played, so
it may get a bit of entertainment for the town.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's an interesting thing when you said that, the showgrounds. They have lost it now, but it used to be the saloon car track.
Okay.
There used to be a big track around the outside with a saloon car, so we might be able to find it. Oh, well, you could probably go out. No, it's dirt out there. You go out to the racetrack and go around there. Something like that. Probably have the police have the speed gun on you. I get picked up every time I come back from Bundy at Bloomin' the Larnell School. Yeah, it gets me every time. Mm. So, but. Well, thanks, Trevor. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Michael. Thank
you. I don't know. Dale, what are you going to say?
Oh, I just want to.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's been very quiet.
Thank you, Michael. I just want to say thank you for choosing Gaynder as one of your stops, one of the most beautiful places in the North Burnett. And I really appreciate the fact that you take the time to come and talk to me and people in the town to get an idea of what we can do for your Scooterville ride when it comes through. I believe that it's great to have these things come through to our regional towns, because we need people to be coming through and seeing what a great place we have out here in the North Burnett. And I'm really looking forward to welcoming you here when you come in September. And yes, Michael, I may be riding a scooter. Decisions will be made in the next few weeks whether I will be. So it will be an interesting challenge for me to be sitting on a little scooter for 17 days. So, yes. But thank you again for coming along. Thank you very much, Michael, for taking the time to put this interview on.
While you're talking about the scooter, I would like to see you riding the one they had for the Orange Festival. Yes, it's a little scooter. It's got a big gyroscopic wheel on the outside.
Yes.
It's a little beauty. I don't know where it went. I don't know whether it's still in operation.
I forgot to mention too, Mike, that we're negotiating with a TV channel in Brisbane, and they're going to send along a crew with us and make the whole event into a TV show.
Yep.
So, and the idea is to promote the towns that we go through, so we'll be able to give Gander a bit of a leg up as well. So, but we'll have more on that in about a month.
I'd just like to say, of all the towns we travel through on our 2022 trip, that Gander stands out. Gander stands out as probably the best town. I mean, when we get together now, Gander always comes up, you know, and the reception we got and the time we had here, we reckon it's a great little town.
Well, looking at your itinerary, we've got Warwick, Gundawindi, Toowoomba, Caloundra, Gander, Gladstone, Rockhampton, Mackay, Bowen, Ayr, Townsville. We would be the smallest town from that point of view. So looking at things that the way it is in the country, we do need income, tourists and visitors like you to attract attention. So it's going to be worthwhile, and we'll see if we can entertain you. You could have got accommodation over at the railway in the trains, but how many people would be in the crew?
40. About 40
yeah. People.
Yeah.
So it's 40 meals, 40 hamburgers.
Yeah, we can handle that. Sausage sizzles.
40 cans of baked beans. Oh.
400 litres of fuel.
You've got someone, a committee organising everything, or
yeah,
you fellas go back and do it?
Committee of one.
Committee of one. So, rightio. I will leave you gentlemen in peace, and we'll see about Tim coming on at 9 o'clock, and you can get Good the Bad and the Ugly at 1 o'clock. So thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
And thanks, Dale.
Thank you.
Do you want to say anything else, Dale? Oh, come on. Yeah. Rightio, we'll go back to the music.